Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and it is time for sports with Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hello, Bill.
Hey, Meghna.
You want to start talking about baseball and the Red Sox? Is that a good place to start for today?
Good time to talk about baseball, even though it feels more like November than April right now.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, they were set to open up a series with the Yankees yesterday, but the game was postponed due to rain. It would have been the two teams' first meeting of the year. But things don't seem to have the same feeling this year. Does anyone actually, other than Anthony Brooks, does anyone actually still care about the Sox-Yankees rivalry?
How long have you been in Boston?
Oh, my God.
Not long enough.
No, well, why?
Yankees-Red Sox will always matter to a considerable portion of the Boston fan base.
Forever.
Without any doubt. There are people who say, I don't care if the Red Sox finish next to last in the division as long as the Yankees finish last. And that probably will never change. It's just the way a lot of people feel.
Okay. Well, so let's move on then to other things that are happening within the Red Sox. And the answer to your question is I've been in Boston for 19 years.
That should
now.
Be long enough.
That's long enough.
Yeah,
I should know
absolutely.
Better. Well, Red Sox second baseman Dustin Pedroia was involved in this incident with Orioles third baseman Manny Machado on Friday. Machado had slid into, for people who don't remember, including me, Machado had slid into second, spiking Pedroia in the process. And then on Sunday, Sox pitcher Matt Barnes threw a fastball that seemed to be meant for Machado's head. But it's Dustin Pedroia's response that everyone's been talking about because he actually apologize to Machado. What do you make of that?
Well, I hope what that was about was Dustin Pedroia recognizing that sometimes these incidents get blown up into truly dangerous circumstances. And people forget sometimes how dangerous baseball can be. Everybody knows that the contact sports can do real damage to people. But that baseball is coming at the batter's head in excess of 95 miles an hour sometimes. And you throw a pitch behind somebody's head, their first impulse is to go back to get out of the way of something heading, but they're going to get hit in the head. And that's no joke. And I mean, you go back all the way to Tony Conigliaro in Boston fans' memory. It's no joke when you get hit in the head with a baseball. Mm. So maybe Pedroia was just trying to sort of calm things down and say, "All right, let's just let this be where it is and not go any further."
Yeah, I mean, put that way, it sounds like a good thing that he did.
I'm trying to give him every bit of the benefit of the doubt, and that seems fair.
Okay, good. Well, let's move on and talk a little bit about basketball here because the Celtics, man, they looked like they were getting ready to possibly face some serious embarrassment this postseason.
Or at least play some golf.
That's true. Because they'd entered the playoffs as number one, but then they go down for the first two games of the series. They did scratch back. They're now tied, beating the Bulls twice and in Chicago, I should point out. So are they back in control of this series?
Well, I think they may be. Chicago's missing their point guard, a young gentleman named Rondo, with whom Boston fans are certainly familiar.
Yep.
And no team is helped when their point guard is out of action. And Boston, to be fair, if you look at the season, they, like all basketball teams, including the Cleveland Cavaliers, including the Golden State Warriors, from time to time hit patches where nobody can quite figure out why they aren't playing a little better than they are. And I think by the fact that they beat Chicago the last two, they probably look ready to at least get out of this round and do some damage further on.
Well, so speaking of point guards, let's talk for a second about Isaiah Thomas for the Celts, because the day before the playoffs started, he faces horrible tragedy. His sister died in a car crash.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, when your family is just faced with something like that, it's natural to wonder if he could still play at the level he's been playing at this season while mourning the loss of his sister. So we have a little bit of tape here from Isaiah Thomas talking about the support he's received from the Celtics.
They've been everything. This organization is the best organization there is, from the people who work in the Garden to the players, the coaches, everybody who's a part of the Celtics.
Talk to me a little bit about this and Isaiah.
It's fantastic to hear him say that. It's great that the Celtics have encouraged him. And it makes me sort of think about how players respond in these sort of situations. Some of them are able to exhibit this astonishing level of concentration. They're able to say, well, my sister would have wanted me to play as well as I possibly can tonight, or my father, my mother. I don't know how many people remember the season Wade Boggs was playing here when his mother died, and he was able to play at an incredibly high level for the entire season, and then the last day of the season there were photographs of him broken down in tears mm-hmm. in the dugout because he'd put it all off until there was no more baseball to be played. And then he was completely overwhelmed by it. And I don't know how some of these guys are constituted in such a way that that's what they can do. But, you'll always hear debates about should they have been able to do it? What's the matter with this guy that he's able to do this? And I'm not a psychiatrist and a psychologist, and I would never venture a guess into these sorts of things.
I feel that these are moments, and sports quite often does this, where the human eventually catches up with the superhuman.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Bill Littlefield is host of NPR's Only a Game. You can hear him every Saturday on WBUR at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. And, of course, on Wednesdays right here on Radio Boston. Bill, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so very much.
Thank you. Pleasure for me too, Meghna.